YMCA. Whoa, whoo, yeah. What is it?
What does YMCA stand for?
I do not know.
You
don't go to
youth. Is youth something?
No, the song, not the damn.
Youth Men's Christian Association.
Wow.
No, that's the actual YMCA.
No, that's not what it's called. The YMCA is called Youth Something.
What you looking at? Oh, you talking about the song.
That's what you was talking about.
I'm saying it's a YMCA where they have like recreation.
It's Youth Something.
Yeah. That's what Taylor's talking about. I'm talking about the song though. What's the...
I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is, bro.
You sneaking
too? Yeah. I just feel congested.
Yeah.
Ew. So
it's my last. I'm just
the typical YMCA SRL housing provides low income temporary. I don't know.
What it say?
It says, taken at face value, the song's lyric extol the virtues of the Young Men's Christian Association. However, in the gay culture, from which the image and music of the village people came, the song was implicitly understood as celebrating YMCA's reputation as a popular cruising and hookup spot, particularly for the younger men to whom it addressed.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
The initial goal of the village people producers, Morale and Belolo,
that's crazy,
was to attract the disco's gay audience by featuring popular gay fantasy in their music.
That's crazy.
Keep singing it.
Why? What? That is wild. That is freaking wild.
Yeah.
I guess.
Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's your boy DJ ATF. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, and TikTok. Follow your boy on TikTok.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goofy.
Yeah, I want to get into the Olympics.
Yes, that need to be the first topic.
Yeah.
How you say Shakaria? Shakari?
Don't ask me.
Something like that. But,
Miss Richardson.
Yeah, we're going to call it Miss Richardson. But how I feel like, what?
It's like you said Bitch Richardson. Bitch Richardson.
I thought you said Mitch
Richardson. And I said Miss Richardson.
Miss Richardson. You know she's from the east side, but.
It's
that East Side twang coming out.
It's just
too Miss Richardson shit.
Miss Richardson. Miss Richardson. You don't even say the whole thing. Miss Richardson. Miss Richardson.
You put all that together. Yeah. Miss Richardson. Shit.
But I just feel like testing positive for like marijuana, period, it needs to just be out the drug test. Honestly, how I look at it, because it's not like it doesn't have side effects like the side effects do when you do crack or cocaine and meth and all this stuff. Those are different side effects.
Yeah.
Like, weed don't really do nothing to you, but make you high for a few little minutes and then you're going to want to smoke again. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a long-lasting high.
Yeah. And then on top of that, they're saying like, well, I seen one post say, marijuana is the one drug that's not going to help you run faster, jump higher, or, you know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
If anything, so that's going to make you, exactly. It ain't like it's helping you. Mm-hmm. I mean, in track, it's not helping you, but how you know she's not using that for rehabilitation? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
she could have, I mean, she just lost her mom. Like, you know, she just.
Yeah. I mean, I understand them saying, you know, If it's in the rule book, they say you test positive, you can't do such, such, such. I understand that. But if we've seen other cases where people are still allowed to do their sport, What is the difference in this one? You know?
And I just feel like it has everything to do with, they don't want that limelight to be shining on us.
Of course.
When it's shining on us too much, they like, oh no, we gotta find something.
She had too much.
That we know, they know that she smoked. I mean, anybody can look at her and be like, oh yeah, you can just tell that she's trying to smoke weed. But I just don't understand like the whole standpoint of that being a if if type of thing when it comes to marijuana, because it's like everybody is doing it now.
Yeah, man, it's fucked up. Mm-hmm. It's really fucked up that they would do that to her. I mean, like I said, the rules are the rules.
Yeah, the
I
rules get are it. The rules.
You know you're not supposed to do it. You did it. What if you did it on purpose?
You never know.
To make a point.
Because, sis, you know you got to take a drug.
You feel me? You feel me? Was it a random drug test? You know you got to do it, huh?
Was it a random drug test or is it routine?
I would think that it would be something planned because it would be something for the Olympics.
You training for the Olympics. You know it's a month away. You should know they're going to be on your head.
I would have not even did it, though. I would have just, like, cooled out. Until, you know, I could do it again and stuff. Well, until it was over with.
I'm just saying, this put her on a celebrity status. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She's a celebrity now. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like it hurts you on the front end. But just like Cardi B said, on the back end, you can get so much from this.
Yeah. Because Nike said they They appreciate her for her honesty, but mm-hmm. they're still going to work with her.
Yeah, so, because she did it the right way. She did it, she went on NBC and ABC and had an interview and said all the right things. Now the president talking about her. Yeah. They got Joe Biden talking about her. She's a fucking celebrity at this point. She doing
Joe
what she
just been she's making
saying,
me mad.
She's saying she used it because of the unexpected death of her mother. And then it's also saying that she may still have the chance to run because she's only suspended for 1 month.
Yeah, 30
so days suspension. Yeah, it could clear her to run still. But
so that's good.
If she's named to the U.S. team. So it all depends on if they still.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
She doing it the right way. Mm-hmm. So now, if she's not able to run, next 4 years she come back, she going to be the biggest. Mm-hmm. What is she going to do? What is she going to say? Everybody going to be worried about her. She's doing it right, man. Mm-hmm. If she's doing it that way. Yeah,
she was probably high on that interview, but yeah. I'm pretty sure I hope she just stopped doing it for the month. Just so she can.
Yeah. Because she still do have a chance of running. Yeah. That'll be fucked up. Fuck it. I'm shit. Y'all saying I'm out there, bitch. Fuck it.
Right. Let me just go ahead and smoke one. Shit. Might as well.
Hey, tell you, I put a blunt on NBC.
Right.
Yeah, what'd you say, Molly? Shit.
But, I mean, I feel like she already done created a name for herself because mm-hmm. they paired her with the, what's the lady name?
Flo-Jo.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. paired with her, like, and she was...
The best.
Yeah, so...
The best.
I can just already see it. You know how, like, sometimes the people be a spinning image of the person? Mm-hmm. Like, she literally, like, looks just like her.
Like, A.K. Ockbart, what's her name? She look mm-hmm. like Aretha Franklin.
She do. She do.
That shit crazy,
she
right?
She do. Akbar, she do.
Is that her name? Akbar? Or is it A.K.
It's
Bar?
It's Akbar.
Akbar?
Not. I cannot.
Nah, it's a female.
I ain't never met her name.
I don't know if that's her real name, but I know that's like her celebrity
yeah,
name.
Yeah, her rap name or whatever she do.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I think I know who y'all talking about. Something Akbar. I can't remember.
Akbar? Love and Hip Hop?
A.K. Bar. She put up a picture. I do not know how to say her name, bro.
Akbar.
I just always see her on Shane.
Ak.
Akbar. She like
you
she
ain't even trying.
She one of them Arthur characters. My boy Bill Cosby is out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would say I don't take things away from what those victims are saying.
Yeah.
The only thing and they saying the reason he got out is because.
They dropped the charges.
They dropped the charges because the defense, not defense.
The previous prosecutor made a deal with him.
Yeah, that he can't be prosecuted for those charges.
Mm.
So now they dug that up and said that, you know, he shouldn't have been in jail. So now he's finna sue the county.
3 years later.
He's finna do all that. And that's what's mind-blowing to me, like.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand is... Why? And I'm not taking nothing from rape victims, drug people getting drugged and all that stuff. I'm not taking away from that because that stuff is happening to this day. So I already know that I'm not taking that lightly. But us as people, we have to understand that we can't worry about the consequences. If stuff happens right then and there, you need to say something.
Yeah.
Like, you should not go on this many years carrying this burden on your heart.
Mm-hmm. Carrying that weight.
And not saying nothing. And then all of a sudden, at the end of somebody's life, because I'm not going to say, I'm not saying he's dying, but he's at the end, like, this is the end.
He's looking at his mortality.
Yeah, you know? So he's at the end, and then you wait to say something. And it just makes it sound so like I don't know, like it's planned. Like this is what they have a motive to this. Yeah. And I don't like that because I just feel like if it happened and you know it was wrong, you should have said something then. Like we had a time and age, like you gotta say something.
I understand that. I get what you're saying, but it's hard for people to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's just like that traumatic experience, they don't want to relive it. Mm-hmm. And once you come out and say it, you got to relive it at least 6-7 more times. Because you got to say it to the police. Then you got to say it to the lawyer. You got to say it to the news. You ain't got to go to court. You got to say it to the jury and the judge. You got to go through all these times that you got to relive this shit. And that's hard for some people to do.
So why wait to the end to do that? And then want to say something now.
Because the last person that you probably did it to probably came out and said something. So now it's giving you more courage to say, I'm not alone. I'm not by myself.
So that's the accuser right there? She's the accuser?
So Janice Dickinson was one of the accusers from American Next Top Model.
Yeah, I was about to say she did.
And they said that she basically made up a story.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear about
that? She said she lied?
She admits to concocting, or whatever that word is, story from memoir.
Wow.
And I looked up the word concocting. It means to make or to create or devise a story.
So she should be sued.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. The people who basically lying.
You're like, I'm sorry.
Or probably not even lying, but just probably putting bits and pieces to their story.
I wish she would have done that when he got out, too. I hit that Bill Cosby.
Hit that Bill Cosby.
Yeah, she testified on 3 counts of aggravated and indecent assault, right?
Who?
Janice Dickinson.
And also, this is what I want to say, too. To the people who are drugging people, stop doing it. That's like, it's lame. Stop doing it. Don't stop doing stuff against people's wills. Like,
that shit more than lame.
But,
that shit, like,
honestly, people be on drugs. They be on drugs. They be out of their mind when they be doing stuff like this.
Oh man, it's a tough line. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't want to say nothing too wrong on this side. You don't want to say nothing too wrong on that side because it's like it's so many people over here, so many people over there. So it's like you just forced to just let it play out.
I think you just gotta. I mean, just be quiet. Don't say nothing because. Y'all might switch our words around.
You feel me?
We over here, like,
they
accept rape. Like, no, we ain't saying it at all.
What's her name? Felicia Rashad. Mm-hmm. They did that with her. Like,
just because she's happy her friend is out.
Yeah, that's her friend. Like, they worked together for 20-some years.
She wants it not to be true.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you go get mad at her and make her take a fucking class at Howard, and she got to go through all this, and now she got to apologize. And man, that's her friend.
Y'all would do the same.
If it was your friend, you would feel the same way. I know my friend, and I know my friend didn't do that.
Just
shit.
Like a son, a mama with their son. A mama know that their son done killed somebody, but guess what? The mama gonna have her son back no matter what, even though he's wrong. Mamas will.
But we don't know if he raped those people.
But I'm just saying, no matter what, either way it goes, they gonna have their back. They gonna have their back. Mm-hmm. Period, point blank. No matter if they wrong or right, they gonna have their back. And they also should tell you when you're wrong.
Let me correct myself real quick. She made up the stories in her book. Apparently, she said she was telling the truth in the courtroom, but her stories in the courtroom
didn't
match the stuff she had put in her life story book from back in the day. So she said, I made those stories up in my book because I wanted a paycheck for my kids.
Girl, whatever.
So now they don't know which one to believe.
What they say?
That's lame.
You lied to me once. You a liar. Shit.
That's lame
shit.
Though. You supposed to be telling your life story in a book, but you making up stories. Mm-hmm. Like that's not what your life book's supposed to be about.
Exactly. If it's supposed to be your life book.
Exactly.
That's the crazy shit. This shit crazy, bro.
Yeah, because in her book it says she popped two Quaaludes or whatever the freak those are.
Quaaludes,
and she went to sleep alone in her hotel room. But of course, in court, she made it seem like it was Bill Cosby that encouraged her to take those pills. And
wait, so in the book she said she went to sleep on her own.
In the book, she saw Cosby in Lake Tahoe, and then it says she, the passages cited that she popped two pills, and she remembers popping two pills and going to sleep alone in her hotel room.
The hell you popping two pills for?
To go to sleep.
You know? Oh, they help you go to sleep. Yeah.
So, but of course, those are the same pills they trying to say that
Bill Cosby been using
to drug them.
Oh man, it's just too much. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a tough line, bro. Because yeah, that's the fucked up part. Like I was seeing something about Drake, and he was saying like how if a woman says that you raped her, or if that's the father of my child, you know, they gotta go take a drug test. I mean, not a drug test, but they gotta go get blood drawn to see if that child is theirs. They have to do it. So it's like, honestly, bro, you gotta be LeBron James, bro. I'm always go back to that. You want to be safe. You want to keep yourself out of the news and out of some bullshit. You gotta be LeBron James. You gotta be squeaky fucking clean, especially if you black. Mm-hmm. If you black, cause they will. Especially if you get too hot, and I feel like that's what Bill Cosby did. He was trying to buy NBC. He was trying to get too big. He had too much money, and they said, "Oh hell no, nah. let's put some shit out here." That's my conspiracy theory for the day.
Yeah, because look at and that's the thing. I'm not saying that Bill Cosby didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if they charged him guilty or whatever. I don't know. All I know is that the justice system is not right, and that's what's not fair. And that's what I'm more celebrating, the fact that he's out, because he's a black man that justice, again, was not served to. Where there's people like Kevin Spacey who are still out and about doing what they want. Their shows are still showing on these big networks. And it's like he did the similar things, if they're both true. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't he prosecuted in the same way that Bill Cosby was?
Of course.
Yeah.
And ridiculed in the media. Like, yeah. Shunned away. Like, mm-hmm. Come on, man. I mean, that shit just...
And it's our people, too, that are...
And then what's fucked up also, my bad, wait. But Aunt Viv. I don't know her real name. I think it's something with a J.
She ain't Viv no more. She Viv.
She Viv. She ain't need auntie no more, man. We had to kick her ass out.
No, she's because, my favorite one, though. I ain't gonna lie. I like the hair.
Yeah.
She's
on the other one. But she... It's something with a J, right?
Janet Hubert.
So she comes out after Felicia Rashad said that about her friend, saying she, you know... Justice has been served, or I can't wait to see my friend, whatever she said. And she go come out and say, come on now, you can't do that, you can't talk like that. And then go say, we all knew what he was doing to those girls back in the day. I got at least three friends that still hasn't come out. And I'm like, if you've been knowing this,
exactly,
why the hell you ain't been saying something?
Exactly.
So don't try to throw shame on her.
Yeah, when you the one, you knew he did this.
You feel
but
me?
But you ain't say nothing.
Exactly.
You're just as wrong as he is.
Exactly.
And just as wrong as everybody else. Yeah. Because you ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're one of the people that are not even in his circle, but in his community. If you're one of those people and you know, and you don't say nothing.
Yeah, Ben.
You see something, say something.
Even if those women that you were saying didn't speak out, you could have still spoke out.
Yeah.
You have to give their names or whatever publicly, but you could have spoke to
you could have lit the fire. You could have lit the fire and got the ball rolling. If he's such a bad person, you could have got the ball rolling. And you chose not to. So don't try to come for Felicia Rashad when she happy for her friend getting out.
And she's not saying that she happy. Like,
she didn't say he's not guilty.
Yeah, she just saying she's happy that he's out of jail. That's all she said.
She said a miscarriage of justice, which was a miscarriage of justice. Yeah. Point blank period, because they didn't carry any of the other situations that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And on top of that, they told him that he couldn't go to jail for that.
Right, y'all already prosecuted him once and made a deal.
Yeah.
And you prosecuted him again, which is against the law.
Yep.
That's not our system that we created.
That's what she's trying to say, but you got people who really literate and they don't really know what they be talking about. And
yep.
Clearly. She supports a rapist. No, that's not what it was.
Right.
Mm. But hey. It's crazy. It's just. Wendy Williams and what's her
Ray
name?
J?
I did see that.
That's all I thought you were talking about.
Nah. My boy Ray J, man.
Wendy Williams and who?
I think that was just, he just being nice to Auntie.
Tabitha Brown.
Taking
but
Auntie.
He did that. Yeah. Whitney Houston.
What's her name?
Tabitha
Brown. Tabitha Brown.
She got popular on Instagram.
Yeah, she's an influencer.
Oh, yeah, I seen
and
that.
And now Wendy Williams is talking about her because, and this is a good topic to talk about because what she's doing is, she's, her husband, they made a deal that, you know, they were struggling. And they both had dreams. He gave up his dream and went and chose to be a police officer to fund her dreams. So after she made it to where she needed to be, she came out and said, I'm going to retire my husband after 15 years of the service. I'm proud to say that I'm able to retire my husband because now he doesn't have to put on a vest and risk his life for my dream. My dream has been accomplished. We making money off of it. We've made it where we need to be. I'm ready to retire my husband. And Wendy Williams came out and said that she doesn't agree with that. She don't appreciate it because she did that. You know what I'm saying? She took care of her husband. And the shit didn't turn out the way it needed to turn
and
out.
You can't fault nobody else for right, what your but husband did.
Something else wrong in the
I see both sides, though. I see both sides. I do, because she's telling her truth, and Wendy is telling her truth.
But see, this is the
but
difference.
But the thing is, what? Go ahead.
Well, what I'm looking at the biopic from with Whitney, not Whitney, Wendy Williams and her husband when they did the biopic and stuff of her. They had problems before. For one, before they even got married, they had problems. Her husband had been, he cheated on her while she was pregnant. It's just a lot of stuff like infidelity throughout their whole entire marriage. So when she did,
what
when
that,
she was.
What do I mean though? For better, for
just,
worse.
But it's not just like.
Because she making it seem like, oh, she gave up everything just to retire her husband. But it was other things on top of that that made their marriage fail. That made them get a divorce. He was cheating.
Not just her taking care of him.
Yes, because he was into the show too.
I agree with that, but I feel like at the same time she's just telling her truth.
Which is okay to tell you the truth, but why now? Why when this girl's trying to celebrate the fact that she's...
Yeah, why are you trying to down?
Why are you trying to... That's what I don't like.
And then also, I agree with that. I agree
people
with that.
Always think that just because they can't do something, they try to make you feel like
you can't do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like...
And
you
no,
can't.
That's not the case.
Yeah.
Just, in matter of fact, she should not listen to her because she couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah.
You should listen
yeah,
to
her. Yeah,
when
yeah.
Because
no, yeah,
she can't
exactly.
Do what you can.
Exactly. Exactly.
But what
the
I was
situations
just saying,
are different.
Her marriage had problems. They had problems before they got married, throughout the whole marriage and everything. And she made that choice to... She knew in the back of her mind she should never did that with her husband. Because he wasn't...
Deserving.
And then
you can't say that. Because he sacrificed things too, though.
He was a drug... Well, he did
sacrifice. He sacrificed his whole... Anything that he had going, he gave it up for Wendy. He was her muscle. He was fighting for her. When shit went on, he did that, but I'm saying he gave up his life to do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's on the same level of that end, but I do understand what Wendy fucked up is don't say you can't do it.
Yeah,
that's where you fucked up at. You can say your truth and say, I don't think you should do it because this is what happened to me. And I can understand her doing it like that. But Wendy comes off as, you know, she comes off as...
No one should do that.
Yeah, you feel me?
No woman should ever do that.
Yeah, you know, she comes off as that. But that's what keeps her... She know what she doing, bro. She know what she doing.
You got to have strong opinions.
Yeah, you got to. You got to.
But I commend her for doing that, though. Like, I'm talking about Tabitha Brown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I commend her for doing that because, for one, you don't hear women retiring their men.
Mm-hmm.
You always hear a man retiring his woman.
Yep.
So the fact that she has that, that like she feel like she's capable financially, mentally, whatever, that's good. I commend you for that. Congrats, girl. That's all I got
to
say.
And for him to give up on his dream.
Yeah.
And... 15 years, go be on a police force? A black man?
Yeah.
You feel me? Over the past 15 years, bro, that shit, oh, man, that's a tough place to be. And you go do that, bro? that's major, man. On both of them. So I commend both of them. Because that's amazing.
Wendy Williams said, I predict that this marriage is going to be on a real rocky ground in a moment.
Wow. Yeah. It gotta be, but yeah, see that's
she should say that because that's what happened.
She has that opinion to that's her opinion because she was weak mentally when she was in her marriage. She was weak mentally, but when you're dealing with if her husband is strong just as much as she's strong and they can handle this mentally, this will be a breeze for them.
Also,
what is so bad about like why is it so bad?
What you mean?
Let me tell you what she said.
Well, what is her name?
So she, basically, Wendy Williams is predicting that now that he's retired and not working or whatever, he's going to one day come home and like be upset, like, I can't do this anymore. You're over there making your money and you made me quit my job.
See, that's the thing. It can't be just her making the money.
Now he
they have to go. To, they have to come
now he
together.
Gotta, yeah, now
they
he got to go back to his dream.
Yeah, he have to figure out what he wants to do in life.
Another thing. Her husband is already in the media with her. Like, he's all over her YouTube, all over her Instagram. So it's different from Wendy Williams, her husband. I don't even know who Wendy Williams' ex-husband looked like.
Yeah, he was behind the scenes.
So it's gonna, I feel like it's going to be easy for her husband to, whatever his dream is.
And like you said, the relationship that they had, Wendy and her husband, was rocky from the beginning. So, y'all not already on a solid foundation, so it's going to be easier to break. How you know their relationship not strong and solid on their foundation? Mm-hmm. And they good. Even if he doesn't do anything with the YouTube or anything, they could have such a solid relationship that he cool with just shit. Go make the fucking money. I done worked. I'm ready to be done with the shit.
And they are already older, too. They're, like, in their 40s, so it's not like they're super young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby, retire me whenever
you feel me? You feel me?
I got you. I got you.
Tabitha made it clear that her husband is not like Hunter, which I guess that's...
Yeah, his name is Hunter, Mr. Hunter. I forgot his first name. But, yeah.
People just say that. I just feel like because her experience was bad, she just thinking that that's what happens, and you can't think like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have that same mindset that you had before for somebody else that you don't even know nothing about. Only thing you know is you seen it on Instagram.
And she been on the prowl.
Like,
Wendy been trying to get everything. So, every time I see her, she going after white men, black men. Black women, she don't give a damn. She tried to get the brat, goddamn it. Mm-hmm. Brat said, "Bitch, I got a girlfriend. Don't come for me. I don't want no problems over there, Wendy. I ain't never said I want to fuck with you."
I seen that.
He said that the brat wasn't playing.
That
bro.
Was funny.
Goddamn, she went for Gary. Gary Owens? Yeah, Gary Owens. She tried to go on a date with him. I'm like, she Wendy out here trying to throw that cat. That cougar pussy.
So this is another. I seen this on Instagram. So Lamar Odom's ex-wife, his baby mama. Mm-hmm. She basically so I was introduced to her on Basketball Wives this year when Basketball Wives came on, and basically on the show she was portrayed as her son. I guess her son needed money for college or whatever. And she like, he's supposed to, basically Lamar Odom needs to pay her or whatever. But the thing is, the ex-wife have not worked since her and him been together. She hasn't worked. She hasn't, her, the money that he pay her for child support, that's what she living through. And so, basically, he like, I'm cutting this shit off now. I'm not finna continue to, I think he don't even have to pay child support no more. So, he has been giving her money every month. I guess it just recently stopped. I want to say it just recently because on the show it seemed like it had been stopped or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she basically trying to sue him for unpaid child support. But he like, I'm not going to sit here and take care of you. For one, he done had other wives. He done been with other people since the baby mama. And you basically want me to continue to take care of you. And he like, I'm not finna continue. I'll take care of my kids, but I'm not finna take care of you. And I understand
are
that.
The kids grown?
Yes. They like, I think they, I go look and see how what the age is. But I know the last one that she was talking about was 18.
Oh, well, hey. Once he hit
18.
I'm not sure how
23
and
19. Yeah,
okay.
Once he hit 19,
so,
that's
he just like, I'm going to take care of my kids, but I'm not finna continue to take care of you. Because she haven't worked. She haven't did nothing. And it's like, sis.
Were they married?
Their rent is $5,125.
Yeah. And he like, he keeps telling her, you need to get into a smaller house because I'm finna cut this off. I'm not finna continue to pay this money for you. You sit here basically not doing nothing. And it's like, this is what I don't understand with women. You got a man that's making money, that got money. He paying you or whatever. You got to be flipping that money.
Yeah.
You need to be doing something with the money than just taking it every month and not doing nothing. All you doing, exactly, you buying stuff when you ain't even got nothing to show for. Like,
and then you had 18 years. No, 20.
She had 20.
22. 23 years. You can't come up with a business plan in 23 years?
Somebody how much, around
she, how much was she getting paid for child support?
Yeah, I want to know.
What, yeah, what was the numbers? Cause 5,000 a month.
If she paying for rent, she getting about $10,000
per kid. That according to Morales, Odom has been in violation of 2015 agreement that stated that the former NBA star would pay around $6,000 a month in child support, not including college expenses as well as premium on a $9 million life insurance plan.
So they said he had to pay the college.
Yeah, according to Morales, Odom has been in violation of an agreement they made in 2015. So he had to pay the $6,000 a month plus college expenses and the premium on a $9 million life insurance, which the premium could be like a certain percentage of.
And I want to say on the show she was saying that her son didn't even really want to go to college, but she wants him to go to college because she wants to continue to get the money, basically. Continue to get his child support money with the tuition and stuff like that. But see, that's why she crazy though, because I would live below my means like a motherfucker. Like, I'm not saying, I wouldn't be paying on $5,000 a month.
But that's you.
But they in LA though, but still.
With your mental state, that's you. You understand the importance of a dollar. Mm-hmm. This person has been, you know, probably raised a certain type of way. And then on top of that, you actually come through and you get a NBA player. You thinking you sitting pretty for the rest of your life. You ain't got to work. You ain't got to get no job.
Be like that, though.
Huh?
I just still wouldn't want to be like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's you. She fucked herself up. Because now, I hope she been putting some of that shit in the bank.
I already know she had it. If y'all look at that show, she was just so stressed out. She was like, I don't know what I'm... That girl don't know what the hell she finna do. She don't know her next move. And I was like, he was like, on Instagram, he was like, I'm not finna continue to sit here and pay for your expenses and pay for you. I told you to move out that $5,000 house a month that you paying. You need to get... And then he was like, I think she renting the house too. So he like... Hell nah. You think I'm going to be paying $5,000 to rent? I need to be owning. Hell nah.
And that shit, that like,
and then they in LA too. I want to say she do stay in LA because she was in the Basketball Wives LA.
Yeah.
So it is expensive out there, but still, like.
Yeah.
Especially for a nice
apartment. But you could have put that towards a house. You getting the money, put that towards a house. Mm-hmm. Now you can own this house. By now she would have owned it. Not 23 years. After 23 years, you should be able to own a house. Then on top of that, you could have, even if she didn't have any more moves at this point, she could have owned a house, flipped that house, moved it somewhere else. She would have had money coming in or rented the house out. She could have been did this shit. Like, man, she fucked up. She fucked up. But that same thing with like, I think it's Dr. Dre's wife or ex-wife. She want their money for charity. Like, you want me to pay you so you can get the money that... So, you want me to pay you so you can feel good.
Now, I understand her side a little better.
You want me to pay you so you can feel good?
Only because she was married to this man. Now, this baby mama was never married to Odom.
I don't feel like... How you...
With Dr. Dre's ex-wife, I'm sure before, when he first got married and stuff, he, you know, deemed to take care of her and all that stuff. Like, it was like he didn't want her to work type shit. Like, he said, I want to take care of you, blah, blah, blah. So, a part of taking care of her, the money she was getting, she was donating some of it to charity. Now, y'all are divorcing, and...
She lying.
The money that she was charity. Making from being she with you is gone.
It's charity.
That's what you call him wife said too. The white lady, the two Bill, what's the Gates? Who's
yeah. Jeff Bezos.
She wants money to donate to charity as well.
You getting a fucking lump sum of money. Use some of that money to donate to charity. Don't take extra money from me to so you can donate to charity.
When we was together, though. When we was together, I didn't have to take from my personal money to donate to charity. So why should I have to now that we're divorcing?
Because we're not together anymore.
Okay, but like, you took care of me, and that was what it was. Till death do us part. And now you're
but
parting
it's not
us
death
before
to us
that.
Part, though.
So you still got to do your duties.
She's filing for divorce. From Dr. Dre?
I don't know. I just feel like because there's no way for her to... Because it's so late in the game and how old she is and all that stuff, it's like almost unrealistic for her to build that lifestyle for herself now.
It's not, though, because you have the money. I'm still giving you... I think she's trying to get like $900 million. You can't make life work on $900 million?
No, she can definitely do that, but for the extra charity money... If you haven't worked,
use some of the $900 million.
That's her money. That's her lifestyle money.
I see what demon time you on. I got one.
That's her lifestyle money. So if she's never worked before, if she hasn't worked in, let's say she has worked, but she hasn't worked in like 20 something years. However long they've been together, she has not worked. She has no skill set to get.
So why you just start a business?
Because
the same way with this,
she didn't need to.
Exactly the same way this lady felt like she didn't need
to.
Yeah, what if he didn't let her and stuff? Like, he didn't want her to do anything but
support me. You don't have choices?
Not in some of those, the marriages where the man is powerful like that.
Dr. Dre?
He might not let her do shit.
Taylor! Hey, she didn't even say no word. Dr. Dre?
I don't know what he did in the bed. Hey,
Dr. Dre, nigga. Don't play with Dr. Dre. Hey, you know.
Was it Michelet?
Michelet, I think it was somebody else too.
Yeah,
but
I
would say know who you marry. Know who you marrying.
That's why these conversations have to be talked about. Yeah. Like, a relationship shouldn't get boring because there's things to talk about.
Yeah.
You should be talking about this type of stuff.
It's a lot that can really it's a lot that can go right. It's a lot that can go wrong.
Like life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know I'm gonna be getting a cut out of it.
Uh oh.
Wait.
But that's that type of talk is shunned upon. It's fucked up, but it should be talked about.
You mean like before
when you marry?
Before marriage, you want to cut? I like
that. I definitely would. We already 3 years in. I done put in some fucking work, okay?
It's marriage by law.
Oh yeah, okay.
After 5 years. That's
in
a common
Georgia,
law of marriage.
In Georgia, it's in a state though that's like that.
Maryland is like that.
Oh, okay.
So what? What is it? After five years, we automatically married.
Common law marriage.
Fuck that. We break up.
Exactly.
Get alone. Day one of five.
Hey, I'm done with your ass. All right. Nah, I'll just bullshit.
The fourth month, the four year and 11 months.
Georgia
month?
Doesn't have a common law marriage. However, okay. Georgia does recognize common law marriages that occurred in other states. So if you came from somewhere else.
So, I mean, I don't get that. What are they saying? You married?
You've been together for so long, then you probably get.
So then they're saying we technically married.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say
we got two more years.
Colorado common law marriage contracted after September 1st, 2006.
We can go to Maryland.
Let's go visit Nigel's family.
It might not be in Maryland. I don't see it on here. But
what states are there?
Right here it says Colorado, Iowa, Kansas.
Oh, Montana, we going to Colorado,
New Hampshire, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah.
Oh, we going to South Carolina. Let's
say
go
close right now.
Right there, we go 4 hours away.
And I think
right
weed there. Is legal in South Carolina too. I think it will knock a few. Yeah.
But so. No, I done put in some work.
What that mean?
I deserve something.
The she put in enough work? So you still got work to do?
Yeah. I take back everything I ever did.
Damn. She said, fuck off.
Start over.
That's what he gonna dream
from
with that.
Count from day one.
A Real Letter Podcast breakup just happened. And a Real Letter Podcast makeup in the same minute, goddammit. They just broke up and got back together.
This is the Real Letter Podcast, and we talk nothing but real shit.
But yeah, You gotta know who you're dealing with, man.
Yeah.
But I can say this. You gotta be willing to grow with each other. Mm-hmm. Because it's easier said than done. But you gotta be able to grow. Because, like you said, 20 years done went by. And y'all continuously letting the growth grow opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you're gonna have to break up.
So. And opinions change. Like, just because I say one thing now, in 10 years, I might say a different thing. Like, opinions change, people change, and that's the life of a relationship. It grows, changes, modifies. Same thing has changed. But, yeah.
Like the guy said in his book, what's the name of that book, Mike? Well, y'all might know it, too. I think it's 100 Laws of Power, 100 Laws of Power. Power, 50 ways of power, or something like that.
I read two books, my whole life.
That's what they say,
if
you're trying to hide something
from
black people.
Put it in a book.
Nah, for real. I want to get into reading, though.
You talking about that book?
That could be it.
Something about 100 Laws of Attraction.
Yeah, the law, 48 Laws of Power, that's the name of it. 48 Laws of Power. So the man who wrote this book, he wrote it about 10-something years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said everything that he put in his book, he doesn't agree with anymore. Because he wrote this book so long ago that it correlated to him back then.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, I don't agree with nothing. He's like, 1,000 hours of work time. Like, nigga, I don't agree with that shit. Like, he had a whole nother point in his life. So you can't, like somebody, I forgot who said it, but somebody said, you can't judge me off of the things I did 10 years ago and try to correlate to where I'm at now. Like, he don't agree with it. But granted, somebody who's
going through that right now.
Exactly.
They agree with it.
Exactly. They can still, so 20-year-old can read this book and still be like, shit, hell yeah, I mean, $10,000 for my, I can do it. But him being 40, 50 years old, he like, hell no, I ain't working that much. I done did all that shit. So, you know, I get it. So in 20 years, life changes and things change and evolve and your opinion changes. And, you know, you go through experiences and those serve as new triggers and traumas and you got to deal with that. And, you know, people just change. People change over 20 years. You're not supposed to stay the same. You stay the same, you fucking die. So, I get it, but y'all got to, in a relationship, you got to be willing to
grow.
Yeah, man, together. Grow together, goddammit.
Yeah, because a lot of people, even in friendships or whatever, all types of relationships, you hear that people grow apart. And I just don't understand that. Like, if you're truly friends or truly, you know, lovers, you're supposed to grow together, not grow apart.
But those are the ones we hear about that don't work. You see what I'm saying? The ones that do work, that actually do grow together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you rarely hear about them
because you're not saying that terminology, grow together, really. But you'll, like you said, you'll hear about the negative side.
Exactly.
We grew apart or some shit, but
the negative gonna stick out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't hear about the ones that did work out, and it's like, oh shit, because they just happy over there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They ain't bragging about shit. They ain't talking about shit. They just happy. We good over here. We ain't worried about none of that shit. It's motherfuckers who mad and pissed off at each other. You go hit them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
They mad as fuck. Yeah.
Just like Wendy Williams.
Yeah, exactly. You
she
know
mad
mean?
As hell.
So.
Because her husband ain't work.
Yep.
She ain't healed from it. You can just tell.
Hell nah.
Because your whole mindset will be, her mindset should have been to what the girl said. I'm happy for you. I hope that it works out. Because mine didn't work out. That should have been her response.
That would be a healing comment.
But yeah, that should have been her whole. If you heal from something, that should have been her whole mindset. Which should have been, I hope that it works out, cause mine didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a lot of other things going on. Just or giving her advice
or
on
just
doing
not
saying it.
Anything at all.
Yeah, that's, she should have shut the fuck up.
Nah, but she has a talk show. She's supposed to say something about it.
But she could have just gave her some advice about it.
Yeah.
Not just saying,
you wrong.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
or you wrong.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's we got to uplift each other. And we can't beat people down or, you know, be like that toward people.
Yeah. I agree. Did you hear about the fake death of Benz Markie?
That was fake?
Yeah,
oh,
he not dead, man. That man's still alive. That shit was fake. That man's still up and breathing. Now, I don't know if he in the hospital or what, you know, happened or whatnot, but that shit.
They just be saying anything.
They be ready, boy. Social media be ready.
Safari from Fable Love. They said that she had died, and she told me her page was hacked. I'm tired of all that little page hacking shit. Everybody always be claiming their page be hacked.
Do be hacking pages, though,
hack that 15K. Whatever.
People do be hacking pages, though, bro. But it is a lot of people that be coming out. Soon as something go wrong, hey, my shit hacked.
That's like with the Offset thing. Somehow his page was hacked. Was it with the news? Huh? It was with something. And he told me his page was hacked. His phone was hacked.
Niggas love that line, but I'm gonna use that shit next time some shit happened to me.
Oh, my page
was
hacked.
My page was hacked. Hey, DJ, why you didn't? Why you ain't call me back? My brain was hacked. I ain't know how to communicate with my brain. It was hacked. I'm sorry.
But yeah. Anything y'all
want to
talk about?
Yeah. What's your favorite Little Debbie snack? If you had to pick one that you just can't let go, you can't get enough of, what is your favorite Little Debbie?
For me, I think it used to be the zebra cakes.
The zebra cakes?
What? Yeah. Or the Nutty Butters. Is that Lil Debbie?
Ooh, yep. Okay. Nutty Butters.
Mom used to have them all the time.
The Nutty Butters.
Look up the snacks. I can see the ones I used to like.
Man, we talking nigga hungry.
Right. No, for real.
Some of them Lil Debbie snacks I didn't even know existed too. Like that fudge round, I never saw it before.
Yeah,
I used to like the brown.
The
brown
one of the top
cream pie was my favorite.
Oatmeal cream pie, good too.
I never like oatmeal pie. It's worth nothing.
Damn.
I loved it.
I don't like oatmeal cookies. I never like oatmeal.
Oh, you just don't like oatmeal.
I like oatmeal, but I never like those. Oh, I used to like the little white ones. Those little ones right there.
Right here.
Scroll down. Down there to the right. All the way to the right. Right there. Go down some. Down. Those.
Yeah, the cupcakes, nigga. They don't even make them no more. I don't think them Little Debbie.
I used to like the Little Crunch things.
Go to the list of Little Debbie.
The Crunch
ones too. Yeah, them were my ones, boy. I used to stay with them.
I like the crunchy ones too. You know what I'm talking about?
The Crunch Star Crunch.
Yeah, them used to be good.
Oh, that stuff was good. Star Crunch was real good.
I ain't like the way they look.
The trees slapped around Christmas time.
Can you go to they ain't got no website or something so we can know for sure? Because, Google might just throw some extra shit in there.
But they ain't going to have all their old ones on there, you think?
Yeah, they should.
That's all their new shit.
The donuts, the powdered donuts, used to be good, too. Also, the mini muffins is Little Debbie's.
There we go.
Oh, no, the ones over there, the cookies.
Good.
Ooh, the cinnamon swirls.
I didn't like cinnamon, it was like every now and then.
They would hit like every now and then. Like somebody had one I'd take, I'd be like, oh, this shit ain't bad. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, this shit nasty. So it's
yeah, I used to like the Nutty Buddies.
The fig balls ain't bad.
They got fig balls. I
ain't
know about their pies either.
Pies? Nigga make pies?
I ain't
know. Nah.
If it ain't hot, I ain't
eating
it.
Swirls.
Yes, I used to, the honey buns. Now, that's what I used to mess up, them honey buns. Them things used to be good.
Hey, man. Hey.
What did you eat?
Lil Debbie, let's...
These just came around. I feel like these were newer.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, they new. They are more new, but yeah. I like the blueberry ones. They good.
I like all of them shit. I used to go to
I used to go to my friend's house all the time. She used to have all the snacks. Her mom used to be like, okay, y'all take some food in the morning for snacks for school. We used to take that all the time. Nah, the white powder ones.
And she was doing hair at the same
place. Yeah, the white powder ones in school.
Shut the hell up.
Only ain't no way to keep the dough down.
Y'all used to eat those marshmallow pies. Those is nasty.
Mm-mm.
I ain't eat none of that.
Fudge rounds. I used to like the Star Crunch.
Yeah, the Star Crunch was
Fudge rounds.
And the fudge rounds.
Yeah, I had Star Crunches all the time. My best friend had those at her house all the time. So we eat them.
Star Crunch.
And then my dad liked the oatmeal cream pie, so I used to eat those a lot.
Yeah.
I used to hate when I used to cheer. They used to give out snacks. Everybody bring snacks every week. Mm-hmm. Well, one person brings snacks. They used to bring them oatmeal. Huh, you want my oatmeal pie? I don't want that shit.
You can have this
shit. So, the zebra cakes on there.
So, if you had to pick one, Out of all those, we just Swiss rolls. I he loves me Swiss roll, but
they had zebra cake rolls.
I ain't know they had zebra cake
rolls. I used to like the strawberry shortcake rolls. Those used to be good.
I ain't never tried
those. I just didn't like the texture in the inside a little bit. It was too soft. I hate
Twinkies too.
The old Twinkies
back in the day. Now these new Twinkies they got, I don't fuck with them new Twinkies.
How old are you?
How old are you?
Devil cream pie. I had that before. Wasn't all that.
So I'm gonna pick
devil cream pie.
That was good.
If I had to pick one.
One.
I'm gonna pick
Cosmo brownies. We used to eat those too. Mm-hmm. I know that's Cosmo.
Those used to be good. What they do that from? I used to like just the regular fudge brownies though, with the nuts on top of it.
I ain't like none of that shit.
I ain't never had no turtle brown.
Okay, so if I had to pick, I'm gonna pick Nutty Buddies for me.
Nutty Buddies?
Yeah. Because I like peanut butter, so I'm gonna pick that.
I'm picking Star Crunch.
Star Crunch? I'm picking fudge round. I still what eat them bitches today.
What you picking, baby?
I got them in the kitchen right now.
I can't eat none of that shit no more.
No, but if you pick one. If you
had to pick one.
The brownies and the zebra cakes?
Pick one.
I'm gonna go with the zebra case. They lasted longer.
Because it was like 2-in-1, wasn't it? No, it was just one.
No, I think it was two.
It was 2-in-1?
Two little small ones inside.
Yeah.
What, in the zebra case? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
And I think the Nutty Buddies had. Nutty Buddies had. No, they had four. Because it was like.
I don't know, that'll be
kissing. In 2-in-1 pack, because you could break it apart.
Nah, you talking about Kit Kat. It was two. No. It was 2-in-1 pack. It's 2-in-1 pack.
Oh, okay.
You talking about Kit Kat with 4-in-1.
Well, I used to break it apart in the middle of that, though. I'm sorry. I used to break it apart on the middle.
And like break it in half like
no,
that?
No, like.
They dissect it.
In the middle part.
Oh, yeah, and crack it like that with two. What are you saying? Break it in the middle.
Like, slice it
take
in the
layer off.
Yeah.
What?
And eat it like that.
Oh, you different, bro.
Because it's really two layers.
Yeah, if you look.
Yeah, in the middle. Two
layers.
Yeah.
I used to
oh, yeah, you precise with the shit,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. I used to want to see what the fuck. You know how you want to dissect food? Let me see what the fuck in here. Why the fuck this shit so good? Let me see what's in here.
Oh, man. Hell nah.
I used to eat them shit for breakfast.
My grandma liked the pecan swirl.
I used that for breakfast like a lot.
I did not like them. But did they have cinnamon in it? Cause I love pecan.
It kind of feels like it had a little
cinnamon. Yeah, see, that's why cinnamon. I didn't like it. Shut up.
That was funny.
Only thing I could eat is a honey bun. Only reason why, cause it resembled kind of like a donut, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
With some milk. Oh, I used to put it in the microwave. Warm it.
No, warm that shit up. Hey, don't do it too long. That bitch get fucked up.
Oh yeah, that drink get hard. You gotta do it
perfect.
Yeah.
Shit, probably less than about an hour there for seven to be safe.
Yeah, cause it ain't take long to get. It didn't take long to get hot.
Hell nah. That bitch get too hot. You gotta throw that bitch away.
I think I used to open it up. I used to open it up, then keep it in the pack. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I like those brownies that much. They was alright.
You like them?
I like real homemade brownies.
Mm-hmm.
That's making me hungry.
Yeah, I'm already fucked up off of
all
that
right,
shit.
Let's go ahead.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Paige, beloved sister.
Woo!
She's engaged.
He put a ring on it.
That boy popped the question, man. My boy done won. He popped the question yesterday, man, and she accepted it. I appreciate it.
We got a wedding to go to.
Yeah, man. We got another wedding to go to. This is like the third one.
Yeah.
Hey, CJ said you got 9 months. I give you a year, dog. You got to go ahead and lock it down, bro.
They going to do
lock it down, man. It's that vegan, man.
What?
I'm having a talk. Is that vegan pussy, man? That's gonna be the name of the episode. That's the name of the episode. Vegan pussy, right there. That vegan pussy different, man. Like yeah, damn. Look, what that was? 8 months? 9 months?
Nine. She said.
Shit. Yeah. 9 months? Come on. Paige ain't playing no games.
Y'all need to be what she are. 3 years in.
You gotta change that diet.
Well, I guess I ain't
getting
married.
Hey, I'm telling you, I can't go to goddamn grass.
We still young, so.
My bad.
Antonio ain't
give you a little time.
Nah, he ain't vegan.
Antonio
Nah, she yeah, locked him down.
She ain't vegan either. She pescatarian, goddammit.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah, because she still eat fish. Yeah. Well, seafood.
And cheese.
Well, that pescatarian was it.
Well, that's what you got kind of then.
That's what I said.
A little bit.
That's what I said. She likes
it. Pescatarian. I eat turkey and chicken.
And a little beef in there and then too.
Just to eat no one should be fucking me up.
But yeah, that's another episode of Riddlin' Podcast. My name is DJ ATL. Follow me at YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, and TikTok. Follow your butt on TikTok.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Last but not least, y'all make sure y'all follow us at the Real Atlanta Podcast on every single platform that you know. Follow us. If you would like to be a guest on our show, we will be going to our new location soon. Not giving y'all a day yet, but we'll be there soon. If you want to be on the podcast, email us at realatlpodcast@gmail.com with all your inquiries, and we will get back to you at our earliest convenience. Last but not least, we have another podcast. Oh. I'm sorry, y'all. We have another podcast joining, the Real Atlanta Podcast. Mm-hmm. It will be The Rap, the Women of Real Atlanta Podcast, Girlfriends.
Yep.
So y'all stay tuned to those episodes. Yes. We'll be dropping one once a week, maybe once a week or either twice a month. So yeah, so y'all make sure y'all follow us on every platform. And yes. We out.
We out. Nice.